This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Health.
What happens when an architect attempts to describe the modern city through food? Well, if that architect is Carolyn Steele, the answer stretches back as far as ancient Rome and involves everything from celebrity cookbooks to the miracle that is the bottle of milk in your fridge right now. On episode 106 of Taste Matters, Mitchell Davis speaks with Carolyn about how food shapes our lives and the way we live them.
I think food is too big to see. It's absolutely everywhere. I mean, of course, we know that we all have to eat kind of three meals a day, in some of our cases, maybe slightly more.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. She just called me fat on air, I think, but I'll take it.
I mean, it takes one to know one. You know, we love our food. But, you know, I think for me, the revelation came when I realized that food could not only just be something that you eat, but it's also something that sort of, you know, in a sort of very invisible but very profound way actually shapes everything about our lives. And also, if you look historically at society and sort of think, you know, where did we come from? Even millions of years ago, you know, our hunting and gathering ancestors, you know, when they discover the control of fire, the hunt and cooking and gathering around, you know, the sort of the kill and sharing it out. I mean, this is the basis of everything.
This invisible but profound relationship and its questions. Take Carolyn and Mitchell from the invention of the railway to the advent of cities to international horse meat scandals, all in the course of a half hour.
Living in a large city like London and New York, you know, even 200 years ago, you would have seen animals, you know, cattle walking into the city.
As opposed to walking on the Highland Park, which was designed to bring animals into the meatpacking district originally in New York here.
Absolutely right. And I just came from Chicago, and it's extraordinary, you know, because I went there. I was so excited because I thought, you know, the Union Stockyards, you know, 17 million cattle a year. I want to see this. There's nothing there. I find this really fascinating. And so the thing is, and yet, if you think about it, food physically has to arrive in the same physical position as us three times a day. Think of the logistics involved in that.
Thinking about finding fresh milk at a gas station in the middle of nowhere is a feat like getting someone on the moon.
Carolyn thinks the unsung nature of that extraordinary task is what's leading us to take our food for granted. And that if we could take a few steps back and think about what food means and the work that goes into it, maybe we could have a healthier world.
For me, I mean, probably the fundamental thing to remember is that, you know, food is inherently the most valuable thing in society. And if we have this idea of cheap food, which in my view shouldn't exist and indeed does not exist,
right. You
have a sort of skewed value system.
Mm.
So if you sort of remember how important food is and internalize its cost, then a lot of things would be done very differently.
Matters of taste are not just the purview of the privileged. Every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Mitchell Davis, Vice President of the James Beard Foundation, spends a half hour talking about taste. And you should tune in, because taste does matter. Taste is fundamental, and everyone's food should taste good, so all food should probably taste better. To learn more about Carolyn Steele, the history of the modern city, and the inherent value of food, tune in to episode 106 of Taste Matters with Mitchell Davis. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for heritageradionetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.